T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Joining us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book, is my friend, former NFL offensive lineman and Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker. And I have to tell you, insider calls are presented by Hey Maine, a new podcast from Kenny Maine. Each week, Kenny talks to famous people from the world of sports, music, and everywhere else. Download Hey Maine on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Ross Tucker, how the hell are you?
I'm doing awesome. I was not expecting that intro, though. I thought you just wanted me to come on and say, yes, Durant is signing with the Bulls, Notre Dame to the Ivy League. Great talking with you guys.
Yeah.
Crazy day.
You're the Ivy Leaguer, and we will be doing a ton of NBA as soon as free agency opens at 5 o'clock. But when you hear Bears offense is going to now be like Packers, Niners, Vikings compared to what it tried to be like, how big of a transformation are we talking about here?
It's a pretty big transformation, and you might as well at this point, right? I mean, look at that sort of Shanahan, McVay, LaFleur tree. They're having an awful lot of success. I mean, everywhere you go, everywhere you look, even with quarterbacks that I think people might not say are elite guys. Now, we know Aaron Rodgers is fantastic, but they're having a lot of success with that scheme. You know, I can tell you, having talked with a guy like Sage Rosenfels, who was a teammate of mine, played 12 years, he always told me that he thought it was by far the best system for the quarterback. In fact, I'll take it a step further. You guys will love this. At different points, okay, the outside zone, play action, bootleg, let's just call it the Shanahan system, I have had tight ends, wide receivers, quarterbacks, running backs and offensive linemen at different points tell me over the last 20 years, it's a really good system for my position. It's the best. That's every position, guys. I mean, yeah. I can literally give you name. Owen Daniels, when he was a tight end for the Texans, or, you know, any running back that's played, every guy at every position thinks the offense is the best offensive fit for them, which, you know, if any owner's listening right now, if anybody's listening, you might want to get the offense that guys that have played for five teams, three teams, whatever it is, tell you is the best for them.
I remember you telling me exactly that, Ross, that old show Home and Home you used to do. I sat in with you a couple of times and I remember that exact thing. So why do people love it so much? What do the offensive linemen love about it and the tight ends love about it? Is it just like super intuitive and easy? Do you get to attack more? What is it?
So I think for the offensive linemen, you don't have nearly as much straight drop back pass, which is the hard thing for most offensive linemen. Now, look, there's some guys that are outstanding pass protectors, but they're not good in the run game. But most guys will tell you, let's get these guys on the move. Let's throw them off a little bit. Let's not just let them pin their ears back and go. So if you're going to throw it, let's throw it off play action. Let's throw it off a boot. Let's not just, you know, make it obvious we're in shotgun, four receivers or whatever, and here comes a pass. You know I never did well when it was obvious passing downs. That was one of my downfalls. And most of the linemen, even if they're pretty good at it, they don't want to be in that position. That is, you know, some teams I played for, guys, I had 9 head coaches. I'm sure I think I had 9 offensive coordinators.
Wow.
Some guys, and this sounds stupid, but it's true, their play action doesn't really match the run game. you know, it's like you'll have a couple runs, then you'll have a play action, and you're like, wait a minute. We don't do the run.
Yeah,
we just
watched that guy for a few years.
That was
here.
A Matt Nagy problem for sure.
They didn't match. The plays didn't match.
It's unbelievable. Whereas if you look at like Shanahan, it all matches. And so then what happens is, and this is what every coordinator should be trying to do, what happens then is you are constantly putting defenders in conflict, right? Like if it's a bootleg, boy, that backside D end, is he supposed to chase down the backside because the running back, like a David Montgomery, could put his foot in the ground and get upfield and hit it in the backside C-gap? Or does he have to sit and wait because Fields could be coming around on the bootleg? And by the way, I think it's the perfect system for Justin Fields.
Why?
Really, I would say any quarterback that has the athleticism that they can really push the edge on the bootlegs, I think it's good for them for two reasons, right? Number one, the play action passes, those are usually your biggest chunk plays. That's usually when guys are the most wide open because a safety or the linebackers bite up on it. You got a couple crossers coming across. Maybe it's a tight end. Maybe it's a receiver. And you're usually able to get a chunk play to a wide open receiver. You're not doing a lot of reading on play action because they're usually in a more basic pass coverage because they think it's a run. And then on bootlegs, if you have a guy, look, they've had success on bootlegs with Matt Schaub, Matt Ryan, guys that couldn't run a lick. But if you can run on those bootlegs, boy, you put the defenders in a bind because they either have to get depth and be able to get underneath those routes to be able to cover them. And if they do that, well, Fields can pick up an easy 5, 8, 10, maybe more with how athletic he is. So those are the two things. There's so much play action, so much boot, that I think just makes it easier for quarterbacks.
Former NFL offensive lineman and Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker is our guest. The Bears do not have a ton of pedigree at tackle. Tevin Jenkins was a top 50 pick and a second rounder, but he was a Ryan Pace pick. And in the offseason, you know, OTAs and mini camps, he spent a lot of time with the second unit. Larry Borum got a lot of reps at left tackle. That's a fifth rounder of Ryan Pace. And then Braxton Jones was a fifth rounder from Southern Utah as a rookie. I don't know how familiar you are with the specifics of any of those guys. I still think Tevin Jenkins will start at tackle at one of the spots. Spiegel doesn't. What do you know about them and how they may or may not fit in what Ryan Poles and Luke Getsy are trying to do here?
Well, two things need to be said. Number one, and I think I talked to you guys, somebody in Chicago, might have been Mullion Hall in the morning, when they cut Charles Leno, and I know this is a little bit like crying over spilled milk at this point because it's a year later. That was, and this is saying something given his tenure, that was one of the most egregious moves that Ryan Pace made. I never understood that. And by the way, Bears fans got all on me when I tweeted about that at Ross Tucker NFL. Like, he stinks. He's not good. He was a heck of a lot better than what you put out there last year. They didn't have to do it. Especially if you're Pace and you're on the hot seat, why are you cutting Charles Leno, who's solid, for a kid who has a bad back that you took in the second round from Oklahoma State that played right tackle? Man, I could not believe that they did that. Maybe that was a recommendation from Juan Castillo, the O-line coach. I don't know. But that was horrible. You know, I think if you look at the skill position guys and the line, I know you guys talk about it a lot, they've just got so many young guys that they're going to see who steps up. Let's call it what it is. It's a rebuilding year, and they've got so many different young guys at both of those spots that they're really going to let it sort itself out and see how it does. There were people that really liked Tevin Jenkins. They really liked his power in the run game. There were others that were skeptical of, you know, how consistent of a pass protector he could be. And the early returns are not real good. Now, I also have heard from people, and I'm sure you guys have as well, that Juan Castillo wanted those guys big. Mm-hmm. You know, he told both those guys to gain weight. That is a terrible, terrible idea and horrible advice. I mean, you know, the biggest difference between college and the NFL is just how fast everything is, how fast everything moves. Having a guy come in and telling him to put on 20 pounds so he moves even slower is just asinine. So we'll see. This is going to be a rough year for the Bears. I think you guys know that.
Yeah.
I've said it on the Even Money Betting Podcast. Even at 6.5, I still really like the under on the Bears. I do not see them getting to 7 wins, but you're sort of resetting the salary cap and you're figuring out who's going to be there in 2023 and beyond. And with all these O linemen they drafted, they gotta hope two of those guys, even just the four they drafted this year, a couple of those guys become starters, and they kind of sort of get a foundation at that position of young guys that can play and that are really cheap.
Yeah, they're hoping that their linemen become starters, right? Because they drafted them with their system in mind. Braxton Jones is thinner than Tevin. He's got longer arms and he's faster. He's more agile. So we'll see what happens.
And you know what else? You know what else, Matt?
Yeah.
Just to add to that, the Packers have had a lot of success with mid to late round offensive line draft picks.
Yeah, Bakhtiari was what?
Philosophy.
Fourth rounder for Bakhtiari, right?
Yeah, I mean, even Runyon, I think, was like fifth, sixth round. Elton Jenkins might have been second or third.
But the Niners, Trent Williams, Hall of Famer, fourth pick, Mike McGlinchey, ninth pick. You know, like, I'm worried, Ross, that they're like, well, we drafted Velus Jones, and he's going to be our Deebo Samuel. And then we're just going to make these guys the Niners, and we're just going to call it like Shanahan. I feel like it's a easy thing to say and a tough thing to replicate.
1,000%. Yep. I'm telling you what I think their thought process is and philosophy.
Right.
The reality is, you know, they'd be lucky if half those guys make it. So you got the two they drafted last year, the four they drafted this year. I think you'd be happy if out of those six guys, you got two starters and two other guys that are functioning NFL players. Mm-hmm. I'm very nervous. At least you guys know what you're getting into, but I just did my O-line rankings. They'll come out in a couple weeks. I've got the Bears last. I mean, I think you can make a strong argument based on what we know right now that, like, the Eagles and the Bills, I'd rather have their second-string offensive line than
right.
the Bears starters.
Oh, right. that's,
I'm
that's,
dead serious.
That's
and then and then the funny. Weapons... It's unbelievable. Like, look, I love Darnell Mooney. I called several Tulane games, but Bears fans are now acting like Darnell Mooney is Jerry Rice and that they're going to be okay at receiver. Mm-hmm. I think if most people ranked receiving core, maybe you want to include the tight ends, the Bears are probably last there.
This is
so
great stuff.
Second-year quarterback, new system, worst wide receiving core, worst O-line. That's no way to go through an NFL season, guys.
This is great stuff, Ross. We'll do it again before training camp or right around training camp. Thank you so much.
The Ross Tucker NFL pod, his gambling pod. Just search Ross Tucker wherever you get your podcast. The guy's got 1,000 different jobs. Odyssey, Eagles, Westwood One, the whole thing. Ross, you're the goods, man. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you for guys having me. Just Google my name and all your wildest dreams will come true.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.